Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Chicago's Afternoon News 720 WGN. In response to my question of how you respond when your kids are all together celebrating Mother's Day and they go, oh, just be honest, who is your favorite? A couple people had the same answer. 815 said, when my kids ask me who was the favorite, I always say, I don't like any of you. And 847 said the same thing. Who's my favorite kid? My answer, neither. I love that. 847, another texter said, regarding who is the favorite kid, I always said, you are my favorite. And I'd insert their name or age or whatever. Luckily, I didn't have twins. My boys are now 34 and 32. They still ask, and I still say the same. I'm Lisa Dent. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. It's a gorgeous day. It's 219. And I don't know if you saw Ben Bradley's story on these tow charges, especially in some of the suburban areas that are just outrageous. And the story kind of ended with, well, there's really not much that could be done. So we thought we would get Brittany Bowie on the phone. Brittany is the Director of Communication at the Illinois Commerce Commission. How are you today, Brittany?
I am doing well, and I hope the same can be said for you.
Brittany, did you see the story that Ben Bradley did?
Yes, I was featured in that story, so I certainly did see that.
That was you. Okay, so this, you know, getting charged $39,000 because your truck lands in a ditch. Yes, he was carrying a cargo trailer, but that seems a little stiff. And then there was a story, as you know, in case everyone else didn't see it, girl named Ellie. Bill included an $1,800 surcharge based on recovery elements. Ellie just landed in the ditch during a snowstorm. Her dad's an attorney. I thought he might have some sway in getting this bill cut down a little bit. And no, the bill was over $4,000, which was close to the value of her 11-year-old Ford Taurus. So why can't something be done about this?
Yes, yes. It's always unfortunate to hear of those instances where people are getting charged these exorbitant rates. But unfortunately, the ICC and state law do not regulate prices. And that's because of federal legislation. The federal government sees and considers that this is a private company and this is a public citizen. And you decide between the two of you, between these two parties, to come up with a private contract. So it's really up to the customers to make sure that they're getting as much advanced information as they can from these tow companies before they are handing over the keys to their car. So that's something we definitely try to emphasize. Just because a tow truck, you know, shows up to the scene, which they sometimes listen to police scanners, what have you, or they'll see an accident, that does not mean that you have to give over your car. Call your insurance is something that we definitely encourage. Call the police or the police that come onto the scene. Ask them if they have a list of approved tow trucks and tow companies. But yes, it's just unfortunate that there's just legislation that really doesn't allow for the regulation of these prices. And unfortunately, you have some rogue actors out here that will take advantage.
And a lot of these were in the Batavia area, correct?
Yes.
So you're telling me if my car goes into a ditch and let's say I leave that car because I get a ride, you know, to get home or something, only I can have that car towed, or can independent tow companies that work for that city or that county come and take that car out of the ditch without my permission?
So if those cities or townships have a rotational tow list, they sometimes will have cars or trucks or vehicles that are left, they will have them towed. You will obviously need to call the local police department to locate your vehicle. But no, a tow truck that or a car that is just left on the side based off an accident, any tow truck cannot just come and pick that up. That would be illegal. So unless you yourself, the customer, the owner of that vehicle, driver of that vehicle calls, or the actual police department, tow trucks picking up cars off the side of the road is actually illegal.
And do you have the ability to require that price in writing when you do have them tow it so there's no additional surcharges afterwards? Is that something where on the side of the road you've got to read all the fine print and put your lawyer hat on and decide, you know, if this is in your best interest or whether you're being gouged?
Yes. So safety towers that are in the counties that we regulate. So we actually only regulate 5 counties within Illinois, and that's because it's optional for counties to opt in. But yes, they have to give you a actual, in order to be licensed, a pre-disclosure tow form. And so that form details where the car is being picked up, where the car will be dropped off, and the estimated price. Now, again, it is an estimated price, but it is supposed to give space for it's not, once you pick up the car, there's hundreds or thousands of additional dollars. One, we definitely want customers and, you know, the public to know, they should know that they should be asking for that. But if they are not to receive one, or for some reason the tow company is saying they can't give them one, again, we emphasize, do not give your car to this tow company because they are acting outside of the regulations. But if that is to happen, they should definitely contact the ICC and can report this complaint. Because again, we issue citations, we do detailed things. So if they are not operating under the proper guidelines of licensing, then we will definitely follow up on that.
And you only have you only represent Will, Cook, Winnebago, Kane, and DuPage counties. Anywhere
Correct.
Outside of those areas, you really have no say-so.
Yes, it is a optional licensing and regulation, and some, you know, cities and townships have opted out of that. So, but again, if people, you know, drivers are outside of our regulated counties, they again can contact the local police department. They can get in contact with roadside assistance like AAA, call their insurance. So again, it is up to the customer to know that you do not have to give your tow truck to a company or your car to a tow truck company just because they show up, just because even if they're the first ones you call, if they say a price that you are not comfortable with, then you say no. So again, we just want people to know that this is a voluntary contract. So they want to make sure they are as informed as possible before handing over their vehicle.
I just think that in the case of Kamai Dennis, I mean, no one would agree to a $39,000 tow charge for a pickup truck and a cargo carrier. So I'm worried about what is in the fine print. So it's your job as the, well, you're Director of Communication for Illinois Commerce Commission, but it is the job of the Commerce Commission to renew the license of these tow companies. Do complaints have any weight when you are looking at renewing those licenses?
They weigh in if they have multiple citations and those are unpaid, then no, their license until those citations are paid. But again, there's nothing in any of the state legislation or the federal legislation that bars them from, you know, getting licensed again. There is no permanent barring at this time.
So at this point, nothing can be done unless it's done on a legislative basis. Your point to make here to all consumers is before you hire that tow company, especially if they just show up because they were listening to a police scanner, is to firmly negotiate and sign off on what the price will be so that you're not overcharged.
Absolutely. And you can ask all the questions. You get the initial estimate, any additional fees that can be charged, whether it's mileage to the lot. Customers are allowed to ask every question, and we definitely encourage, if these tow companies will not give you answers, to, again, not hand over your vehicle.
Thank you so much for joining us, Brittany. We appreciate your input.
Of course. Take care.
She's the Director of Communication at Illinois Commerce Commission. Hey, our next guest is the clerk for Cook County, Karen Yarborough, and this conversation is sponsored by the Cook County Clerk's Office. Karen, I think everybody has heard the commercials that I've been reading for the clerk's office about election judges. You're searching for election judges and technicians. What specifically does each job entail?
Well, obviously, the technicians, they do the technical side of things. And the judges, of which I'd like to say that right now we still need judges. We have about 5,800. We need about 7,000, and we train them. So the PPTs, or, you know, the technical judges, that's what they do. They kind of troubleshoot if there are any problems with, you know, equipment. The other, just the regular judges, they check people in and make sure they have their card, make sure that they're who they say they are, and give them what they need so that they can vote.
And we all vote, or most of us vote, so we kind of understand what that position entails because those are the people we encounter. But these are paid positions. How much do they pay?
So we just the election judges, they just gotten a raise. So they're getting $200 for that day. Now the technicians, I think that we're right at maybe 365, 385, somewhere around there. But, people who do these jobs, I mean, they really like being engaged and involved in this process. But unfortunately, what has happened over the years is, you know, people age out. Actually, right now, the average age of our judges is somewhere between 65 and 72. So certainly the pandemic had a lot of bearing on people deciding, I don't think so. I'm not going to do this anymore. But we need to make sure we have trained judges to be there on election day to process people.
And you do the training, and I love the tagline on your commercials that democracy is not a spectator sport. How true is that? So how does someone apply to become a judge or a technician for the June 28th election?
So they only need to go to cookcountyclerk.com/work. And all the instructions are there for them to sign up. And, you know, they can tell us whether they want to be a PPT or just a regular judge. I just mentioned to you for the June 28th primary election, we right now have about 5,800. We need 7,000 judges. So we're continuing to work to get more people to become judges.
And it would be nice to see younger faces as well. I'm always thrilled when I see somebody who's 21 or 22 when I go to vote because it shows me their commitment. So thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And send us some judges. We need them.
Get on that website, people. Sign up. Steve's got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.